Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. Check out all things The Ticket at theticketfm.com. Also, Facebook, X, YouTube, Amazon Prime, anywhere you get your podcast. And what else are we? Oh, yeah. On the radio, 93.7, turn that dial if you're so inclined. All right, I don't want to spend a lot more time on this, but I put a little bit more thought into it during the commercial break. First of all, DP sent us the AI version of the gorilla just demolishing 100 people. Okay, cool. But what if you're in a giant room, you have nowhere to go? You have to win or you're going to die. Like, this is not an option. Now you have to get on the same page or you're going to die. Because if you work alone, you're dead. People are going to, it's not going to work out well for some people either way. So my quick thought is, what if 20 people went for the right leg? 20 people went for the left? 20 people went for the stuff in the middle? And I'm just saying, like, there's no shot. There's no world where this works. Just, this is perfect case scenario. But you're going to die either way. You've got no choice. You have to work together. No shot whatsoever. None. Nobody on the text line took the 100 people, by the way. DP didn't take it. I don't know. Am I talking myself back into the other way now? I'm like, there's just no world where this happens. Not, no universe at all. No.
I think there is probably slim. What is that from the Marvel movie? There's like one in a billion chance. But yeah, I think there's maybe a possibility that works.
All right. We'll move on. I'm just saying, you never know. You got to leave some room for error. Like otherwise, The 28-point favorite, according to Vegas, why play the game? You never know what'll happen, right? Although a gorilla would be like a 90,000-point favorite. All right, let's move on. Husker sports. Jordy Ball has won a bunch of awards, all right, this weekend. They played a bunch of games, but the most recent one, Huskers beat Washington 6-0. All right, she finished with a one-hit shutout. Let me see here. Pretty sure. Well, my notes make no sense. So we're going to move on from that. I can't read my own handwriting. I got a C once in elementary school in handwriting, but that's okay. Let's see. She is the Big Ten Player of the Week as well. 8 RBIs, 3 home runs. Think about this. 626 batting average. She didn't hit at Oklahoma. That's crazy. All right. 12 and a third innings pitch. 23 strikeouts, 2 wins, 0 losses as well. She's also been named the nation's best two-way player by Softball America for 2 months in a row now. All right, I thought this was interesting. Lincoln Arneal, who we just interviewed last week on this fine program, put out on ex-Nebraska signee Kenna Coghill, won her 4th club national championship on Sunday. The Arizona Storm Thunder won the USAV Girls 18s Open Junior National Championship, and Coghill was named the MVP of the division. The 6'4" middle blocker will join the Huskers this summer. So we expected yesterday, not to completely switch gears here, we expected yesterday Chamar Brown to make a commitment. It was reported by several people that he was going to make a commitment, the running back out of North Dakota State, originally from Creighton Prep in Omaha. And it was like 50-50 Nebraska-Miami when we were doing the show. Yesterday evening, otherwise known as last night, it turned into like, well, I've actually got it here, 97% Cal. Out of nowhere. And then like Nebraska was like 1.3 and whatever Miami was chance of getting him. We still haven't heard anything, have we?
No.
Either way, it doesn't seem good for Nebraska as far as getting him. You never know. Like, he has not committed yet. I got to imagine Miami came back in, Nebraska came back in. How many really good portal running backs are out there right now? So if you need one, you're going to do what you can to get this guy. I will say this. I would expect Miami to be a better overall team and win more games than Cal next year. I would expect Nebraska to be the same way. If you're looking at programs, Nebraska would have the edge over Cal. If you're looking at destinations, Cal's a beautiful area. Miami's hard to beat, though. So when I'm looking at Cal, I'm like, why is Cal in this? Well, NIL, money. I mean, I feel like that's a safe assumption. You never know for 100% sure. But also, they lost five running backs. That's, and I don't know if they were paying all of them big chunks of change for NIL, but they probably have the most amount of money available right now. With that amount of guys gone, I would imagine they're going after multiple running backs as well, too. So if you're a Cal coach right now, you're in a bit of an interesting predicament in trying to get this individual. Also, if he goes out there, I would imagine you have a better chance of starting and getting more play time as well. We're still kind of waiting on an update. We were supposed to have an announcement yesterday. Something tells me behind the scenes, there's a lot of back and forth going on between Miami, Cal, Nebraska, and Mr. Brown. You got any final thoughts before we kind of move on there, Jake?
Yeah, I mean, I would assume the same, because it was announced that he was going to make the announcement. So what's holding that, you know, back? Is it really just he said that too soon and just wasn't ready to make the announcement? Or is it likely maybe highest bidder type? I mean, I don't want to completely throw it out there, because there could be, hey, until one school, if you meet this mark, then I'm willing to give up a little bit of money here. So it might not quite be highest bidder, but it feels like there's a bidding process going on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply, in-app only.
There's nothing, there aren't many things better than when you're selling something, whether in this case it's his ability to play football, or it's like when we were selling our house to move back to Lincoln, we got four offers. I was like, yes, this is going to get into a bidding war. And then two emerged and they just kept going back and forth, and it was the best thing ever. So I hope Nebraska is able to get him. But if you're Mr. Brown right now, you're sitting in a pretty good situation. All right, so hopefully we get him. If we hear any news throughout the next hour and 4 minutes during this fine program, we'll let you know. All right, a couple of random things. The Bucs have one of the heaviest defensive lines ever. All right, Desmond Watson, the Florida defensive tackle, who is 464 pounds. Did you watch him play at all at Florida last year?
I haven't watched him play. I've only seen pictures.
He actually moves fairly decent for being 464, and he's all of 464. All right, and Vita Vea, who I know and have met and whatnot, 350 pounds. Between those two players alone, it's 814 pounds of nose guard that they're rocking there in Tampa, ahead of our good friend, Mr. Levante David. The Colorado Rockies, there are some teams that are struggling right now, all right, in baseball. I can't believe the Braves are on this list. With Ronald Acuna Jr., Spencer Strider, all the talent they've got, but they have 12 wins right now. Pittsburgh, and there's a bunch of other teams with 12, from Minnesota to St. Louis to Miami. Pittsburgh has 11. Baltimore has 10. The Chicago White Sox, who set the record for least amount of wins in a Major League Baseball season in history last year, have 7. The Colorado Rockies are on pace to win 24 baseball games this year. They play 162. That's just crazy to me. I'm not trying to slam the Rockies, but when I saw this, I was, and then the exact thing that was sent to me is, why are we not talking about how the Rockies are on pace to win 24 baseball games a year? So I'm not going to talk a lot about it. I'm just like, wow, that is crazy.
You lived up in that area. I always wonder, yep, what is the Rockies like, if it was, say, you know, Broncos, Nuggets, Rockies, or, you know, throw Avalanche in there, certainly. What percentage of the fan interest, I suppose, the Rockies get?
Yeah, so we were maybe an hour from the Rockies stadium, 45 minutes from the Broncos stadium. So we went to a Broncos game, a Sunday night game a few years ago. My daughter's a Broncos fan, and Jacob is a Raiders fan, and the Raiders won. And what was she, 6 at the time? Let's just say she threw a gigantic fit the whole 45-minute car ride home. She was very, very upset. But that's the one Broncos game we went to. Never went to a Nuggets game, even though they won the championship while we were there. All right, times have changed a little bit for him since then. Never went to a Nuggets game, but we probably went to more Rockies games than anything else. As far as fandom, it's unequivocally Broncos number one. Broncos are number one. Probably Nuggets two, Rockies three, but it doesn't help. The Rockies just haven't been good for a long time either.
Yeah.
So, and the Nuggets, like I said, just won an NBA championship. So it's like clearly number one was the Broncos. There's a gap. Probably like two is the Nuggets and three is the Rockies. But I could see that easily flipping if the Rockies, you know, win more than 24 games. Just a few. All right. This was sent to me as well. I thought this was interesting. All right. Just Tom, has Tommy Hill been signed yet by anybody?
He did. He's going to a mini camp. Got to pull it up. Vikings.
Vikings. Invite, yeah. Okay. At the time this was sent to me, and it's just crazy. It's, I mean, Shedeur Sanders is an obvious example of how you can fall and lose a ton of money. Imagine the amount of money that he lost. Okay. Going from, let's say, a top five pick as he was projected to round five, where he actually went. And I'm just going to read what was sent to me. All right. From Matt Rhule telling the world, Tommy Hill, that he's a first rounder to not even getting an undrafted free agent deal. He's now with the Vikings, going to go to their camp. This person just said the fall off of Tommy Hill needs to be studied. And how does this happen sometimes to players? And I know the injury played into it last year. Okay. And he didn't, I don't think he was even with the team the last few games. Was he? Was he even with the team anymore? How'd that work out? Do you remember?
I remember they at least, they
didn't play.
Him, yeah. Not to, that they weren't going to play him. I don't know if he was on the sideline or anything.
Okay. I couldn't remember that for sure. It's just, it's crazy because when I tell folks, you know, a lot of people have talent. There's more that goes into it. Some folks will point to circumstance or things that happen in life, which plays a role to a degree. You know, it's kind of like that old gambler song. You got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, know when to run. And sometimes being able to know how to play the hand that you're dealt is as important as anything. I'll tell my kids, it's not what happens to you. It's how you react to what happens to you that matters the most. So Tommy's going to get a chance. We're going to go through a list of other guys who were signed as undrafted free agents as well, who are going to get a chance. Portal updates and news. Let's see what else we got. We got some clips of, man, Deion was my favorite player growing up. The clip I sent of you, what he said about how they're going to dictate terms to NFL teams on that show. I was like, wow, could you believe it when I sent that to you yesterday? Like, that's the approach and attitude?
That didn't come off well, no.
So we got some clips and whatnot. And actually, there's an individual out there who believes that Shedeur has handled the prank call that he received really, really well. And we have a clip of Shedeur and how he wants to approach going to the Browns, who, by the way, did not look thrilled at all when they drafted him. I mean, it was like golf claps, like we're being forced to clap here. But his approach to how he wants to go to Cleveland and kind of his attitude. And I'll tell you what, when you hear how he responded to the kids who prank call him, and yes, they phoned and they apologized, and then you hear how he wants to approach going into the Browns minicamp, I've said it a couple of videos I put out on social media, you know, this could be one of the best things to happen for him. It's kind of impressive how he's responded and the approach he says he's going to take. We'll see if he actually does it. I'm curious how welcoming a locker room is going to be and how welcoming some of these folks in the building are going to be who didn't seem that excited to actually draft him. But if he comes in with the right attitude, and I'm just going to tell you right now, Colin Cowherd, actually in the clip we're going to play, predicts that Sanders will be starting by Thanksgiving for the Browns. All right, don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two, right around the corner.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC supply in-app only.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.